100% of the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
Senator Block moves that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members. On that motion, all those in favor say aye. All opposed, nay. The motion prevails. The Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is Reverend Sarah Morse from the Hazel Park Congregational United Church of Christ in St. Paul. Please remain standing after the prayer for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning. Let us take a moment to be present with each other at this time, and I offer these words of blessing to you. May you have the grace and wisdom to act kindly, learning to distinguish between what is personal and what is not. May you be hospitable to criticism. May you never put yourself at the center of things. May you act not from arrogance but out of service. May you work on yourself, building up and refining the ways of your mind. May those who work for you know you see and respect them. May you learn to cultivate the art of presence in order to engage with those who meet you. When someone fails or disappoints you, may the graciousness with which you engage be their stairway to renewal and refinement. May you treasure the gifts of the mind through reading and creative thinking so that you continue as a servant of the frontier, where the new will draw its enrichment from the old and you never become a functionary. May you know the wisdom of deep listening, the healing of wholesome words, the encouragement of the appreciative gaze, the decorum of held dignity, the springtime edge of the bleak question. May you have a mind that loves frontiers so that you can evoke the bright fields that lie beyond the view of the regular eye. May you have good friends to mirror your blind spots. And may leadership be for you a true adventure of growth. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thanks.
The secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move now to the second order of business, executive and official communications. I'd just like the members to make note on page one. We move to the third order of business. The secretary will read the message from the House.
Madam President, I have the honor to inform the Senate that the House of Representatives invites and is ready to meet with the Senate in joint convention at 6:45 p.m. on Wednesday, February 6, 2013, to receive the message of the Honorable Mark Dayton, Governor of the State of Minnesota, said message to be delivered at 7 o'clock p.m. Signed, Albin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the Senate accept the invitation of the House of Representatives to meet in joint convention in the House chamber at 6:45 p.m. Wednesday, February 6, 2013, to receive the message of the Honorable Governor Mark Dayton, Governor of the State of Minnesota.
All those in favor of that motion, please say aye. Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. Secretary will read the next resolution. The next message from the House.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce that the House has appointed a committee of 5 members of the House to act with a similar committee on the part of the Senate to escort the governor to the joint convention to be held in the House chamber on Wednesday, February 6, 2013. Said joint convention to be convened at 6:45 p.m. and said message of the governor to be delivered at 7 o'clock p.m. Swatsky, Erickson R., Halverson, Nornes, and Howe have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. Signed, Albin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
The 8th order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills will be given their first reading and referred as indicated on the bill introduction page. The 9th order of business, motions and resolutions. These are all author motions, and they will be adopted as one motion. Senator Rest, Senator Conan, Senator Wieger, and the rest of them. All those in favor of the author motions, please say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Then we have motions for bills that have been withdrawn from committees and re-referred. We'll take those one at a time. Senator Saxhog. Or Senator Saxhog.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 14 be withdrawn from the Committee on Capital Investment and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
And Senator Saxhog, you've talked to both of the authors.
Talked to both authors, and of course our binding requests now have to go to Finance, Madam Chair.
Right.
Madam President.
All those in favor of the Saxhog motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Senjum.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 20 be withdrawn from the Committee on Capital Investment and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Senjum, do you want to explain that, and have you talked to both authors?
Madam President, I have not talked to both authors, as I am the author.
Both committee chairs. I apologize.
So that has not been done, but this is in accord with the I'll call it the new procedure in terms of how we're handling bonding requests. So go to Finance and be referred to another committee.
All right. All those in favor of the motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Anderson.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 31 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government and be referred to the Committee on Taxes. And I have spoken to both the authors, chairman of the committee, and they approve.
All right. All those in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Gazelka.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 32 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government and be referred to the Committee on Taxes. I have also talked to both chairs and they're in agreement.
Thank you. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate Resolution Number 29. The Secretary will read the resolution.
Senators Bach and Hahn introduce Senate Resolution Number 29, a Senate resolution relating to appointment of a committee to escort the governor to the House chamber for a joint convention.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move adoption of Senate Resolution 29.
All those in favor of the Senate resolution say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Pursuant to the foregoing resolution, I make the following appointments. Senators Wicklund, Champion, Kent, Peterson B., and Senator Rood will escort the governor to the joint convention. The secretary will read Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4.
Senators Bach and Hahn introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4, adopting deadlines for the 2013 session.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4. Members, this concurrent resolution with the House is in accordance with Joint Rule 2.03. It sets the committee deadlines for this session. It's on your desk. The first committee deadline is Friday, March 15th. The second deadline, Friday, March 22nd. And the third deadline is Friday, April 19th. Appreciate your support.
All those in favor of the concurrent resolution, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach. Senate Resolution Number 22.
Madam President, I move that Senate Resolution Number 22 be taken from the table.
All those in favor of that motion, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion is adopted. The resolution is taken from the table. Senator Bach.
Madam President and members, this is the mileage resolution for members' round-trip mileage to the Capitol. There are two changes that will be reflected in the A-50 amendment. And Madam President, I would move the A-50 amendment.
Senator Bach moves the A-50. The Secretary needs to report the amendment.
Senator Bach moved to amend Senate Resolution Number 22 as follows. Page 1, delete line 8. And this is the A-50 amendment.
Madam President, the amendment amends the mileage on line 1.8 and 1.26. Other than that, every other member's mileage is as you see it in the original resolution on your desk.
Are there any questions on the resolution? Seeing none, all those in favor of the does this have to go by roll call? Okay, we're going to vote on the amendment, and then the resolution has to go by roll call, I think. All those in favor of the A-50 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails.
Madam President, I move that Senate Resolution Number 22 be now adopted as amended.
The Secretary will take the roll. Secretary will close the roll. There being 65 ayes and 0 nays, the resolution is adopted. Announcements of Senate interest. Are there any announcements? Senator Marty.
Madam President, the Energy and Environment and Energy Committee will be starting promptly at 12:30. We're going to have an interesting discussion of climate change science and the impacts on Minnesota. Paul Douglas and Will Steger will be there. If others in the Senate want to join us, you're welcome to be there, but hope committee members can get there quickly because we have a long agenda.
Other announcements, Senator Latz.
Madam President, members, the Judiciary Committee will also start promptly at 12:30. We have a full agenda, so please be prompt. We will start on time. Thank you.
Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Rood, Senator Nelson. Are there any other announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, January 24th, 11 a.m.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye. All those opposed, nay. The motion prevails. The Senate is now adjourned.